Outside the Pizza Box is an independent product and has a time brokerage agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Hey, some people are made of plastic.
That's all right, baby. I'm for real. Oh, welcome to another edition of Outside the Pizza Box. Pizza Box Mike here, and I have Jason Hafeman, my engineer, producer, and participant that I also need every week because it gets long by yourself, man. Even just an hour, fastest hour in radio. But you are tuned in to Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. And then there's also the Shaw, 540 AM, 101 FM in Waukesha. I'm here in Madison. Don't tell everybody where the place is, in case you want to, you know, do a drive-by. I didn't want to say that, but...
I just say University of...
Hey, we're looking for something to do on Saturday. Hey, there's no football game. Let's go tear up that liberal town of Madison. You know, this week we got to talk about The Unforgiven. And by God, the list is long. You know, in a Christian nation... Of course, it's going to be a long list of unforgiven people. And
is that one of your songs today? You got that on the list?
No. Is there a song, The Unforgiven?
Oh, yeah, from Metallica.
Oh, what am I doing, dude?
That's right. I'll plug it in for you. I got you. Go ahead. Continue on.
Yeah, you eliminate one that doesn't fit. You can see that it's different kind of music today, though, because, like, I'm ready, man. Right now, I don't feel like grooving. I feel like getting ready because it's like you really got to be paying attention. But where else would you start with not forgiving people? And you don't forgive people that are poor, do you? I mean, what would Jesus do? These people are insane, you know that? So, you know, if they're poor, why don't they do something? You know, get a job, you know, pull yourself up by your bootstraps. Well, the only jobs out there don't pay much. Well, hey, you know, maybe you should go to college and better educate yourself and give yourself an advantage. All right, but I don't really have money. Oh, hey, here, why don't you try one of these predatory loans that were forgiven? $10,000 is all? That wouldn't have been enough to pay mine off. Took cancer to pay mine off. Sorry, but that's the truth. 844-967-2789 is the line to call in. Share your experiences about not being one of the wealthy, but having everybody angry at you because, you know, hey, listen, if it is so great, right? I'll tell you what my story was, $6,000. And then I got married and I started a family. And my wife at the time, I worked so she could get her degree because that loan of $6,000, that wasn't really that much when you think about it, after you take away tuition, rent, all that. Not quite the same as what it is today, though, right? I looked at when my grandma was going to school and the tuition, and she kept track of her money, you know, and how much it cost. It's just funny to see some of the costs, you know, $2.50 for a course. That's a lot of money. That's a lot of eggs back then.
Yeah, yeah.
But... Hey. You know, thousands of dollars now just to take, you know, a few credits. Yeah. Go ahead. You wanted to say something.
Well, no, Luke made a great point yesterday. You know, I heard him on, I can't remember which show he was on, whether it was Dueling Tangents or whether it was on with Pat Kreitlow for the Up North News, but he made a great point. He just said there are plenty of tax dollars that are used for programs for, you know, manufacturing or this.
Oh, you mean welfare for the wealthy. We'll get to that. Go ahead.
Right, right. But the point being, there are plenty of these things that don't benefit me, that I had nothing to do with, and that are being used, tax dollars are being used for. So just because this isn't currently benefiting you doesn't mean you should throw a big stink about it, because there's plenty of things that go out there that don't benefit you.
Oh, it absolutely benefits everybody to have an education and have more people be educated. Did you know that this attack's been on since the 70s and 80s?
Oh, man.
You're talking about we'll have too smart of a proletariat. That's what they called us, Reagan people.
Got to keep that.
Yes, keep that working class down. Dumb them down so they'll take this stuff and they'll spoon feed themselves with it. And then they'll regurgitate it and crap it all over the place and blame people that have no access and no opportunity. And that's why I get so mad about this whole thing about education is all about stopping access to education except for people that got a whole bunch of money. And I'll tell you what, when they graduate, they don't know jack. I almost swore, dude. They don't know.
I keep my eye on the button then.
Sure, blame the poor. It's such a great place. I'll tell you what. All you guys that are complaining about them getting a break and stuff, you know what my interest in everything came to on my student loan of $6,000 from 1980 or 81? $30,000. $30,000. So you tell me, how are you going to pay off the principal when you can't keep up with the interest? And they knew what they were doing. Sure they were. Oh, and they threw them at the inner city people, right? Remember, you know, that reminds me of CJ. Why don't you inner city people learn how to read, right? Oh, yeah. We see how the access they have to education. When they finally do get access, you write them a loan that can't be paid back. Not at the rate or the pace. Why would it be that high? Do people understand education should be free? Because the benefits from it, and I'm going to tell you something right now. The people that benefit from those from education the most are, well, they get it on both ends. They're the billionaires, right? Throw everything to the billionaires. Those job creators. They ain't creating jobs, man. Listen, when you got people all over the place on the prime delivery lots, living there, driving during the day, who's making all the money on all this? One guy? So we got three people that have more wealth than the bottom 60%, at least maybe climbing higher, because it's just sucking us dry every day. And all you people out there complaining, you order from Prime. Oh, yeah. You got all the conveniences and all the opportunities. But this one guy in particular, you know, and I'll tell you what I am now. I'm a troll slayer on Facebook. I slay trolls. This guy's complaining about, you signed up for the debt. And then, you know, people are saying, but dude, hey, you know, that doesn't, you know, how does that harm you? Or, you know, I built a house and I'm like, you signed up for the debt. What's the difference? The debt from the house or the debt from the education, you're both trying to do the same thing. You're trying to make it in the world. And you're both being played against each other. But usually people that go to college, they're not out there complaining about people that are fixing the roads and stuff. This guy, there are so many ignorant people on this planet right now. And that is, that's what happens when you don't educate people. And when you let the airwaves get taken over with all this sensationalized BS that they call what? Reality TV? I can't even get real news I can't. It's like MSNBC's got their slants and it's, you know, it's all corporate sponsored for some of these guys. Oh yeah, you'll get a good comment or two. They don't walk it. They talk it. And they don't walk it. They don't back the progressive policies. They make fun of it. Both sides being played by the people at the tops of the parties, and nobody wants to. Oh, no, no, no. Blue, no matter who. Oh, red wave. Here we come. I think both sides that use that rhetoric, I cringe on it. Everything's based on colors and you know, and they use sport to do it. And don't you guys see how they're playing you? And how I can actually enjoy watching some sport, especially when one of the Trumpers gets clowned? I can't wait to watch Aaron Rodgers walking cool. Hey, yeah, man,
he's
know.
Cool.
I'm slick. I'm cool.
When it's convenient, he's cool.
But I can't win a Super Bowl. I can't even get there anymore. But those were the best years, those last 2 years, man. You know, I own Chicago.
Yeah. What you were just talking about is you take all the thought out of it. Don't think about it. Just vote color, right? Make it easy. Just don't learn. Don't stay up on anything. Don't actually vote for the human beings and what they're talking about.
The American dream now is all about entertainment and convenience for just too many people. And I know a lot. Listen, here's the thing. You know, when it comes to like clean air, clean water, education, fair wages, equality, right? Opportunity, access for all. There's more of us than there are of them. And yet, we know all the devices they use to keep us from succeeding, to topple this so-called, what, capitalistic society. And when I hear people call it capitalism, that's another word makes me cringe. It's not capitalism. It's a monopoly, man.
That's true.
Well, everywhere you go, I mean, look at the monopolies here. I'll just pick one right off the top of my head. Quick Trip! Right? I mean, they're everywhere. I mean, they're in places where people aren't there yet. They're building them.
How many in Stoughton are you?
Oh, wait a second. Don't. 4.
That's insane.
We used to have a PDQ, but they sucked that one up. That's still the one I go to because it's still like PDQ to me, baby. Pretty damn quick. The other ones are slower, and the people don't laugh at my rhetoric when I come in. My leftist propaganda stuff, the real stuff that people live every day, and that's why lots of times they're laughing. Like I told you, you know, I'm talking to the neighbors, you know, that are going to be moving in. They know me, you know, but their family that's moving in doesn't know me that well, and he's kind of ribbing me and saying, you know, you should join the carnival. And I'm like, yes, I think I am going to join the carnival. And then every town I go to, I'm going to kill people. And they started laughing, dude. Okay. The times have changed. It's all about having fun, right? At the expense of the poor. The Unforgiven. Yeah, you had to replace what I don't know. I'll come in there and figure out which song we're not going to play after Lemonade. Because, yeah, The Unforgiven. It's not the poor people. My list is long. I'll be back. Never be, never see. Won't see what might have been. What I felt, what I've known. Never shine.